We've heard of ray guns in science fiction stories, but is there really such a thing as a ray gun? Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshire.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 15, verses 26 and 27, and chapter 16, verses 1 through 4. Quote, "At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, 'When the Advocate is come, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness concerning me. And you also bear witness, because from the beginning you are with me. These things I have spoken to you, that you may not be scandalized. They will expel you from the synagogues. Yes, the hour is coming for everyone who kills you to think he is offering worship to God. And these things they will do because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have spoken to you, that when the time for them has come, you may remember that I told you.'" Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lucan from 1970 to 1995. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on July 25, 1985. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Oh, and I see that Our Lady is showing me. Now, there are some kind of instruments they're using that it doesn't look like a gun. It looks like a flashlight, but I know it's not a flashlight. It's some object of some kind of array they've got. And then now he's lifting, I see a man in a very odd-looking uniform. I don't recognize the uniform. But he's raising high like this, this ray gun. That's what it is. It's a ray gun. And he's now pushing the trigger. And I see it looks like long streams of light, but everything it hits just disintegrates and melts. Russia, my children, has this implement of destruction. While the United States and Canada and most of the world go about crying for peace, tranquility, love, they are not aware of the fact that Russia has every mind to take them over, be it good or bad, and if they have to annihilate the whole land of its people, they want that land, and they will use any means to get it. You understand, my child and my children, when a man is not with his God then becomes Lucifer. He is then taken over to be an agent of hell, and he has many helpers. For all hell now is open wide in these last days. All the demons of hell are loosed. And do not become smug, my children. and think that you will be saved. Do not take this lightly. They are very powerful and cajoling. Yes, my child, you have every reason to be affrighted. I do not say, my children and my child, that the situation is 100% hopeless. I say that each and every child upon earth is wanted back as the man whose sheep has scattered, and he will await that one lost sheep to return. And much joy should be had over that one lost sheep than if the whole fold had returned. My child and my children, now Jesus is turning about. He's whispering to our lady. She's nodding. And they're going across now in the center of the trees, above our lady's statue, about, 3 feet. I think 3 feet. Jesus nods. Now, my child, I must tell you, since much of your penance for the priesthood has been accepted, my child, I at first chose not to mention the sorrow we have because of the manner in which my house upon earth is being continued. A house because of modernism, Satanism, and seeking the profound, not in the history of my house, but in the new modern way of doing things. This new modern way has been promoted by Satan. Yes, my child, even with Vatican II, it started out with the best resolves, but then Satan took over the scene, and with his agents, he reached into the highest professions, the highest league of the hierarchy, until it saddens me to say that many priests now are on the road to perdition and taking many others with them. Our Lady is starting to cry.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. A giant new planetoid has been discovered. Astronomers have discovered the brightest object seen beyond Neptune since the discovery of Pluto and its moon, Charon, a giant comet that may be in the first in a new class of outer solar system bodies. The object, named 1996 TL66, was discovered in late 96 by astronomers at the Harvard Smithsonian Center of Astrophysics. A paper on the body was published in the British science journal Nature in early June 97. The object is estimated to be over 300 miles in diameter. This is as big as Texas. It is highly elliptical orbit, which brings it within 35 times the distance between the Sun and the Moon, or Sun and the Earth, and as far as 150 times the distance of the Sun to the Earth. Its orbit is unlike those recently discovered Kuiper Belt objects, which are generally found in a more circular orbits in the vicinity of Neptune and beyond. This has led the discoverer, Jane Liu of Harvard, to conclude that 1996 TL66 could represent the first of a new class of objects in the outer solar system. Liu believes that there are as many as 6,400 bodies like this giant comet, 1996 TL66, in similar orbits, This may mean the solar nebula from the sun, planets, asteroids, and the rest of the solar system form may be much larger than once thought. Our Lady has talked about a giant fiery comet that will hit the Earth. Maybe this might be the one. We will keep you informed on any new news breaks about 1996 TL-66. Our Lady talked about a miraculous spring at Bayside, and it will be called the Lourdes of America. On February 10, 1976, Our Lady said, quote, "Yes, there is a spring upon the grounds of waters for cure. When the time is ripe, the Eternal Father will bring the waters up," unquote. On October 6, 1975, Our Lady said, "I bless you, my children, as the Eternal Father sends you his blessings and power of cures and conversions for the propagation of the mission from heaven. There shall be, my child, many cures. In time, they will be known to the world. Yes, my child, you shall return to the sacred grounds soon. There will be a spring, my child," unquote. Let us all pray that this miraculous spring will erupt very soon at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York. The weekly Holy Hours continues to grow. Last week, the total was 9,302 hours. This week, pious souls have pledged to pray in the next year 13,208 Holy Hours before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament. This is awesome. Wouldn't it be wonderful if this number grew to 100,000 holy hours? Let's go to work on it. If you will pledge and do one or more holy hours each week before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament for 1 year, write us at These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331, and we will include your holy hours next week. I ask that you pray that Our Lady of the Roses will be the greatest apostle ever in the history of the world. At these holy hours, I ask you also to pray that we will have many generous donors to support Our Lady's prophecies on this radio program, These Last Days. Our Lord and Our Lady have asked us to read and reread the messages. There are very many interesting prophecies in the Bayside prophecies. There are many satellites in the sky, but our Lord gives us a warning. On October 6, 1977, Jesus said, quote, "My child, there is great urgency at this time that the world must know that there is a nation with a satellite. Their experimentation shall bring great sorrow to many in the near future. Oh, my children, do you not realize that in your search for knowledge and power, you have created weapons of your own destruction," unquote. On February 1, 1978, Our Lady said, quote, "The satellite is active. The satellite is active," unquote. My wife Gail and my sons John Paul and Michael and I were at the prayer vigil on Wednesday, June 18th, the 27th anniversary of Our Lady's appearance at Bayside. It was a great honor and grace to be there. It was a great joy and encouragement to meet and talk with some of the many listeners and supporters of this program and the workers. Our hearts were deeply touched, and we will always remember this tremendous occasion. Two times in the past, the great warning was postponed. A third postponement will not be given. On December 24, 1975, Jesus said, quote, "What can I say at this time? How can I promise further reprieves for an unrepentant generation?" Unquote. On April 5, 1975, Our Lady said, quote, The merciful heart of the Eternal Father has given you two reprieves in the past, my children. A third reprieve shall not be given. Unquote. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm.org. We have the Prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses from 1970 through 1994, an audio track of the June 18, 1988, this radio program, and much more. Visit us at www.tldm.org. Tell your family and friends about it. We have a tremendous video titled, This is My Body and This is My Blood. It has many stories of different places around the world where the host or the wine at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass changed into our Lord's body and blood. The most outstanding was at Lanciano, Italy, where the host turned to flesh and they tested it as late as 1970 and 71, and it was discovered that it was the flesh was part, the sidewall, of a human heart. The blood type was the same as was found in the Shroud of Turin. This happened in year 700, and approximately 1,300 years later, this test as fresh blood, as when they scientifically tested it, it's a miracle. Read all about it in this book, video, titled, This is My Body, This is My Blood, for $25 plus $4.50 shipping and handling. Write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Again, the video, This is My Body, This is My Blood, for $25 plus $4.50 shipping and handling. Here is some very interesting information. Our Lord and Our Lady tell Veronica that the telephone is a diabolical instrument. On June 16, 1977, Our Lady said, quote, My child, I advise you and counsel you to remain from your telephone. It is a mechanical instrument of Satan. You will practice more silence, my child, and meditation in your home life, unquote. On May 14, 1977, Our Lady said, quote, I ask you to remain free from answering your telephone for a reason. Now, my child, you will understand why. You must come with quiet of spirit with us, my child, and Satan has every means, even mechanical, to disturb you, unquote. The Bayside prophecies tell us that before the Great Warning, there will be first revolution in South Africa, second in Western Europe, in France and Germany, and third, it will be in Italy. On November 22, 1976, Veronica saw this vision. Our Lady is now backing up. She's floating, not walking, but she seems to be carried right on the wind, weightless. She's going up high now into the sky on our left side, and she's pointing over now with her right hand to the right side of the sky, and there's appearing a large map, the outline of Africa. I recognize it. Our Lady says, discord and strife with communism. Then Veronica goes on, now the outline of Africa is disappearing, and we see now an outline appearing, I recognize it, as Western Europe, Western Europe. Our Lady says, quote, discord and strife with communism. Veronica says, now Michael is coming forward. He's pointing also over to the right side of the sky with his spear, and there's appearing an outline of Italy. It's a boot, like an outline. There's a star that's dimming right on the boot. And this voice is becoming very loud. I know it's St. Michael. Then St. Michael says, discord and strife, and blood shall flow in the streets with revolution. The eternal city of Rome shall be purged, communism, unquote. And now we have the latest news from Bayside from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close friend. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, at the vigil of June 18th, approximately 1,800 people were present. There were 27 buses and many cars and minibuses, all from different states. And there was a magnificent rosary procession managed by Vincent McDonald and his outstanding crew of white berets. I was told that you were there, Gary, with your lovely family. And I was unable to attend because of ill health. And it was my first time I was away from an anniversary vigil.
Oh, it was beautiful, Mrs. Ferguson.
Yeah, my first time I missed. Well, there's always a first time, I guess. Well, now, my first testimony here. I have a testimony from the Internet addressed to Gary Walsh, addressed to you, Gary. I want to thank you for the opportunity you have given me after reading the directives. They have answered so many questions and curiosities that I have had within me for a long time. I'm a 23-year-old male with a history of sin. Nothing major, but a sin is a sin. When I was 13, I had the chance to read the New Testament over the summer. It had changed me into a whole new person. As the years passed, I felt myself slipping and slipping into a person I did not want to be. Just recently, I've had several spiritual dreams and read a lot of the coming of the great chastisement. And I just want to thank you for bringing me back to a person I've wanted to be for a long time. That's the end of that internet. Now, I have another testimony from Our Lady's internet run by Richard Secundro. Dear Our Lady's workers, I want to thank you for placing my petition at the feet of Our Lady's statue. I've had word from my mom in Scotland, and for the first time since my brother died, I can hear peace in her voice. My house has also been sold very suddenly, which will allow me to go home to see my mom. Unfortunately, my son has had a relapse with the drugs, and again he has caused himself and our family a lot of pain. I do believe, though, that he is now aware of what harm he is doing to himself and all of us with love for him, that love him. Now, on the day that I sent my last petition, my son came to me to see me and brought me a bouquet of beautiful roses, which was the first time he ever did that. I felt it was a sign, and so I have returned to my faith, and I am now praying with my rosary again for the first time in many years. I've lost my faith when I lost my dear young brother. I now pray that I do not lose my son. I would like to make a donation and would like to know if it is acceptable to send Australian dollars. Thank you once more for your prayers. Already I can feel my life improving. That's the end of that internet. Now I have a testimony here from Massachusetts. To Our Lady of the Roses, I went to Bayside in September to disprove the shrine to my sister, who I thought was getting caught up in something akin to the Holy Rollers. Since I have gone on that special September 7th, my whole life has completely changed. That day when I arrived at 5 p.m., I sat in a chair near other people. At 5:21, someone said to me, "Oh, look at the sun." I then turned and tried to look, but tears came to my eyes. It was too bright. I moved a little bit further towards the people and started to stand and look. When I looked up, there I saw the silhouette of Our Lady. She was in a very dark blue color. I only saw her from head to the waist. I could make out no features. She slowly turned to the right and faded out. Then the sun started to turn about very slowly. It would bounce up and down, and then from side to side. I stared directly into it. My eyes didn't bother me anymore. I watched with a warm inner feeling until it set. During this time, when I realized my camera was hanging from my wrist, I took 4 pictures. When developed, a beautiful rainbow came out in 2 of them. I had one intention that night, that my mother-in-law, who had not been to church in 31 years, would return. She now walks 9 blocks to church every week. I have never told her of my intentions. It was sudden. On Friday, we go to the Stations of the Cross, and she comes with us. I have 4 children, so it is. She has changed so much. I thank God for this help. That evening, 2 of my pairs of rosaries changed. I also smelled beautiful fragrance 3 times, so heavy you felt you could chew it. I have showed all of my friends, the people I work with, my rosaries. Most think that I am some kind of a nut. They blame the air or the acid in my hands for the change of color. I continue to talk to them and reason with them. I don't know if I should just pray for them or continue to talk. They are on my back all the time, but I accept it. If I am quiet and just pray for them, I feel I am not fulfilling my obligation. May God and Our Lady continue to bless you all, and then that is signed. That's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. We are working to put the 1984 through 1994 messages in a pocket-sized paperback book. We need your prayers and financial support to continue and complete this project. We also need your urgent financial support to help us continue Our Lady's messages on this station. Send the largest gift today you can to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Time has run out. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.